Again, I want to thank all the Schneider agents for investing time here, as well as Court and Terry for having the confidence that we can participate in this kickoff. I want to end with a thought here, and that is the goal is to bump an extra 10 to 20 transactions in the next 12 months. There's a story about a man in Africa during around 1900. Of course, America had the gold rush. Well, in Africa, they had the diamond rush. And there was a man, I think his name was Hafid. And what he did, true story, you can Google this. He sold his farm. He told his wife, I'm going to go find diamonds because it was the craze there. People were traveling about 3,000 miles across Africa to the place where the diamonds were. Like in America, they were out west. People in Boston were going to California. And people in Africa were crossing the desert and different parts of Africa to get to where the diamonds were. Besides, and this is key to the story, folks here at Schneider, the key to the story is his farm, he had to sell it to buy the equipment. Plus, it was just worthless. There were rocks everywhere. It wasn't agricultural. He couldn't really get anything to grow. There's just too many rocks everywhere, and there wasn't enough water coming through his property. He sells the farm. His wife and kids go live with the sister, and she keeps getting letters from him, and now he's been gone 2 years, and then 3 years. She finally gets the worst letter, and that is he has no money, he has nothing for food, and he is so depressed, he can never make it back. This is 1900. There weren't cars there. He was never going to make it back. It's a suicide letter. True story, he threw himself into a river. She said, the letter said, if you got this, I've killed myself. End of story. But that's not where the story ends. Back at the farm that he sold, there is a traveling pastor comes out to the farm to meet the family, and he says to them, the pastor says to the farmer, what are these rocks in your house? Oh, the kids like these rocks. They've got really a kind of a pretty look to them. And, you know, they're all of the kids had them all over the house. They'd piled them up outside, that type of a thing. And the pastor said, my friend, those aren't rocks. Those are diamonds. It turns out that Hafid had sold his farm to go seek diamonds when the whole time he was surrounded by acres of diamonds. The story was told around 1910 by a pastor in Pennsylvania traveling around the country to raise money to create a college which is now called Temple University. If you guys have ever heard of Temple University, it's a pretty big thing in Pennsylvania. It was started by a pastor who just wanted to raise money for kids to be able to go to college, poor farm kids. And he did enough speeches about this idea that he raised enough money to create a university. So what is the point of the story? All around us are acres of diamonds. All these four semi-owners, all these open house opportunities. You're 10 to 20 leads that you'd like to close next year, more than you've done right now, are the idea we just talked about. And that is, go out, invest time, put in the labor. It's going to be hard work. However, if you'd like to see that bump in income, and who here isn't looking for some kind of bump in income? Would you say that we're all in the raise their hands, Scott? So your opening story, Scott, was the New York Giants discovered one idea that was different. And that was to wear tennis shoes instead of cleats. And then you're going to close with this idea that, well, where do I get all that business? You just covered it, Scott, in about 45 minutes or so. Some parts of the FSBO program and the open house program, but you're going to close with a great story. And they're going to see you as a speaker that was interesting, something that Court nor Terry could carry off. You can, Heather can, you can carry this off, where they're going to see you as the, wow, you inspired me and you informed me. So your beginning and end have stories, and don't worry about getting the story right. They don't know the story. They don't know if you missed part of it. And it's just about Hafid. He sells the farm. He buys equipment. He travels 3,000 miles away. He's optimistic. He sends his wife all these letters for the next 2 or 3 years. And then he decides he hasn't eaten. He has no money. He sold his equipment. There's no cars. There's no trains. There's no planes. He's never going to make back 3,000 miles. He's so dejected, he kills himself. Back at the farm, a pastor comes in just to bring the word of the Lord out there to the farmers that live out in the middle of nowhere. The kids have piled rocks outside the house and inside the house, these pretty rocks. It turns out to be the largest diamond mine find up to that point in African history. You can actually Google this, and there is Russell Cromwell, pastor, who tells the story. But you can also Google this, and you can hear, you can read about it, how the story is true. So anyways, Scott, there's your closing, and hopefully you built great rapport with these realtors. You're not like any other loan officer, because who in the world would have ever done this? This is something I believe, Scott, you could take to realty executives and other organizations. Now, I put together the FSBO program for Schneider, and as well as the open house program. And I'd love to do it, Scott, with you, with other brokers, if they'd like to have it. But this is about getting the agents at all these companies to actually have an action plan versus, we don't even know what they're doing on Sunday. Are they holding open houses? Are they going to see FSBO? Just like your people, Scott. The brokers want to know that there's some kind of design that their agents can follow versus it's a free-for-all. Because in mortgages or real estate, it's a free-for-all. This program, brokers like Court and Terry are going to appreciate that you actually help my productivity go up, my morale go up, and my income to go up. It's just a matter of, once this program is in play, that they're doing FSBOs and open houses, my concern actually is, if they don't have that voice that says that we will oversee this each week. Overseeing it means just having a rallying call, like we have at 7 a.m. on Monday and Thursday. It's a rally call, but it's an outside voice. Because maybe they don't want to hear dad anymore, if you will, you. And they want to hear that outside voice that helps carry forward some of these projects. Now, I did not tell them that you are going to be that voice or Heather. I would assume, though, they would welcome it. And that they, and Heather would really could pull, I mean, you could pull it off. But this is about equipping other people on your team. And Sean, do you have any? Do you have any organizations we could do this with, Sean? And we'll cast a vision, etc. Or Craig, or anybody else, to start looking at these independents where you guys can be the rally voice. You guys can be the inspirational, just like you're about to do by talking about the Chicago Bears and Hafid and the Diamonds. There's so many more stories, and you know you've been enough of my events. I can equip you, Scott, and Heather, other people, with these short vignettes where you go, I can use this by at a Tuesday sales meeting for, you know, 15-minute, not a workshop, a 15-minute meeting at a real estate office to talk about an idea. And, or anyways, hey, it's been about 9 minutes for me chatting with you here. The objective was to teach you about your closing statement, but I did want to cast a vision for you. There's so many applications for this for your sales force. I look forward to getting them more involved. Thanks.